Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to do the Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. And I got to be honest, I feel awful about doing this because what the hell do we know about best bets? All we know is losing.
I've got a lot of texts through that last couple weeks where people are saying they're just going against it.
Which makes sense.
I'm saying.
Makes sense.
You find the mush. What is it called?
Yeah, the mush.
Yeah, go the other way.
Time for the Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. If you're car shopping this weekend, you've got to get to Deal Volvo. They're at US 1 and Bird Road right near the U. And Deal Volvo, it's all about the D-E-E-L. Before I do games, Valero, maybe you can help us out with this, okay?
Okay.
Valero there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
All right. Just double check. I thought maybe he went to the bathroom. I don't know.
He's lazy.
Where were you?
I was here.
Okay.
I didn't know you were expecting a response, so I was just waiting for you to continue.
Well, betonline.ag did some Game of Thrones
odds.
Now, I don't watch it. Crowder kind of does. I can't figure out if you really watch it or not.
I do. My wife. Love is blind.
And Valero is all about it.
Yeah.
I'm all about that action, boss.
What do y'all call it? Thronies? What do y'all name it?
Is that true? Thronies?
Gotties.
Gotties.
Gotties. Oh, G-O-T.
Yeah, they're real lame.
Is this Sunday? This is the final episode ever?
Final episode ever.
Okay, here are some odds. You tell me.
Not excited about it. But,
you're not excited about it because you're sad that it's over
or you just
want it to be over now?
I kind of want it to be over now.
Wow.
Been
boy,
that bad.
People have turned on this thing.
I'll tell you what happened. There were 7 years of foreplay, 3 minutes of sex.
And the sex wasn't even that good.
Yep. You're like, what's going on here?
Is it that bad? Like, I know people are so uber critical of things nowadays. Is it really? You're telling me, because people said this was the greatest show ever on HBO, and HBO's done unbelievable shows. You're telling me this season has been that bad?
I'll tell you, Laro and Laro's, he's watched more. I watched season 1, 2, 3, and then 7 and 8, because I couldn't watch that middle crap. It bores the hell out of me, but. The way they set up characters, they would dedicate 3 episodes to one character, building the character, you know, your thought of them, what they do, who they are. And then it seems like this last season, they're just trying to finish it. I asked Larry the other day, I like, did they run out of money? Because they used to set up a whole episode on following one person around. Now they're killing everybody overnight. It seems like they're trying to rush through the last
season. Yeah, the issue is that they used to go off the book. But now they passed the book, so they're just going off, like they're making stuff up on their own now. So it's kind of been just
I didn't even realize this was off of book.
Oh. Yes, it's so kind of forced and rushed, and it's just not good anymore.
Because Harry Potter's books, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So this is them running out of Harry Potter books, and then me and you sitting around talking about, let's write another
well,
movie.
Well, the problem is, though, you could spend all the time you want making a movie. This is like, you know, they've got to do it in a TV season, and you have limits there. Well, here is... Now, I don't even understand what this means. For the Game of Thrones finale, the first Stark to perish.
Okay.
The odds, the favorite, is Arya at minus 200.
She had a rough last
I could
episode.
See it, yeah. Yeah. I don't want to give
last.
Spoilers, but like, yeah.
Sansa is 3-2.
I don't see that happening.
And Bran is 6-1.
You can't kill him. He's crippled.
Yeah, okay.
How many?
We got to be honest.
I don't know if that's an appropriate term anymore in 2019.
Yeah.
How many Starks will perish in the final episode? You want to guess what the over-under is set at?
3.
Half.
1.5.
I go under.
You go under?
So just one
so
Stark?
So nobody dies?
Zero or
Stark.
One Stark?
Stark, Crowder. It's only 3 Starks.
Hmm.
If somebody has to die,
I don't
it's Arya, but like I don't think Sansa or Bran are going to die.
You can't kill Bran.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It's great
but,
radio.
Hey,
yeah.
Bro, I feel funny talking about it, but my wife, love is blind.
It's the reason that I wanted to do it, Valero, is because it makes as much sense to me as my gambling picks.
That is a great point. You've been terrible.
Jon Snow to survive by end of season 8. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes is minus 800.
Yeah.
Huge favorite. That is Deontay Wilder favorite right there.
I was going to say, Jon Snow is everybody loves him.
Method, hold on here. Method in which Daenerys Targaryen.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Method in which Daenerys Targaryen perishes.
Oh.
Sword, fire. Sword or dagger is minus 600. Fire is the biggest long shot. Potter. At 66-1.
What are you talking about? Fire.
But listen, Lero,
does he watch
queen.
The show?
Daenerys is she's the one that rides the dragon, right?
Yes.
What if they could find a way to kill her with the fire, even though she walked in the fire to give birth to them damn
exactly.
dragons?
So
sometimes
you
gotta
it.
Kill them with love.
Kill him with they love.
Is love on the list? No.
If you yell, I'm going to kill her.
Sword or dagger is minus 600. Daenerys Targaryen survives is 3-1.
I kind of like that one.
An axe is 8-1. Hanging, 10-1. Takes his own life, 10-1.
Her.
Arrow, 16-1. Physical force, 20-1.
Physical force.
Kind of feels like all of those are physical force.
An axe is physical force.
Poison, 22-1, and fire is 66-1.
Wow, I like the arrow because she's always on her dragon. So
she's
like
always
an arrow
yeah.
can just shoot her and pierce her.
Where's venereal disease?
That's not on there.
I haven't seen any rubbers on this show.
Will Tyrion Lu perish in the final episode?
Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister. My bad.
Will he? Can't he? Can't die either.
Really? I think so.
He's too little.
Well, yes is plus 300, Lero. If you think he's going, you get good odds. You bet 100 to win 300.
I think he goes. Crowder, don't give spoilers, but look what he's gone through. And I think he might take his own life.
Last,
oh, man, last, makes a little sense there.
Last character to speak in the final episode.
Oh, that's easy.
Who?
Samwell Tarly.
Yeah, he's 1-1.
Samwell. Yep.
He's like the narrator. He's the author of like the books and stuff like that. I think
he's
it's
soft. He's soft as cotton is what he is.
Yeah.
LeBron too. Is 20-1.
Really?
Hey, Aaron Rodgers.
B-R-O-N-N. Bron.
Aaron Rodgers in the last episode.
That is true.
So you joking.
And
LeBron
Ed Sheeran
might
was in there last season.
Named characters a dragon will kill in the final episode. Over under.
Sansa. Ooh.
Over under,
yeah.
2.5.
The over under is 1.5 characters.
I like the over.
So a dragon will kill a named character.
But think about the monster and his brother, the hound that fell into the fire. Were they killed by a dragon? Because the dragon blew that fire on the ground.
That is a good point. No,
I think this is rough.
Yeah.
Will there be nudity in the final episode?
Guaranteed.
No, I don't. There
guaranteed,
hasn't been
man. Everybody's
this whole
about
season.
To die. Falero, you're not a man. If you know death is around you, you got to get that last one in.
But
you
they
be
might
running.
Do it.
You be running. If Twin Peaks starts falling from the walls down and I know it's over, man, I got to try to find something.
I don't know what he said there, but I know twice he yelled out, "You be running. You be running." Yeah, no nudity is minus 420. Huge favorite. There will be no nudity.
Yeah, I don't think there's been nudity this whole season.
I've heard Howard Stern complain about this incessantly. He said there used to be so much nudity on this
show.
So
much.
And everyone all of a sudden wanted to stop being naked, and so now there's no nudity.
But the nudity wasn't always enjoyable, though. It was a lot of forced action. A lot of taking the booty.
I saw something. What was another movie I saw that was that you guys had told me to watch? And I was like, maybe it was Game of Thrones. Maybe I tried to watch the first episode. Yeah. No. It was some. Oh, what the hell was
people
it?
People taking the booty. Yeah, I'm not. I can't watch.
And I'm
that.
Guessing this is like prehistoric times. Everybody's
yes.
smelly. There's not spas.
No, bro, people don't wash.
Yeah.
I would fit right
I like
in.
It.
All right. There's your Deal Volvo best bets of the week. How do you feel about that, Lero?
Feel fantastic, huh?
So what's your best bet?
The Tyrion Lannister passing away.
Tyrion Lu.
Yeah.
Hits it.
Lero, we can't see that, man.
What do you mean?
Because he's little. He's too little, man. Lero, come on now. He's too little to kill. He's cute. Like, if they're about to hit him with the sword.
But isn't that the whole thing of the show where it's always shocking?
Yes, but this season it hasn't been.
Isn't that one of the things where they shock you with who dies?
But you got to keep somebody around.
Yeah, they're going to keep Bran.
Well, he likes Tyrion Lu. That's your Deal Volvo best bets of the week. If you're car shopping this weekend, you've got to get to Deal Volvo. They're at US 1 and Bird Road right near the U. Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. Did you enjoy that segment, everybody? 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota or West Kendall Toyota text line. Yes or no, did you enjoy that segment? I found it delightful. I couldn't in good conscience give you sports gambling picks during the Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. I couldn't do it. Not in good conscience.
Giannis over?
I could not. No. No.
You sure?
I could not. I do not feel comfortable doing that. Omar Kelly's going to join us in the next segment. Just to hear his intro is worth sticking around for. But we had a conversation earlier this week about adults who take off for their birthday, take off from work for their birthday. And we were both kind of criticizing an adult that would do that. But then we found out Omar is that guy.
Ridiculous.
And his birthday was yesterday. You know, he normally comes on with us on Thursdays, but
he took off everything.
He was off, so we got to ask him about that. Omar Kelly is next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.